On the show today, we have Kirk Kordoleski talking about the credit union lending experience. So check it out to find out more. Have a pretty cool announcement talking. You guys are talking about this a new acronym out there called CULE, C-U-L-E, which stands for, I'll let you take it from here.
Thanks, Mike. Credit Union Lending Experience.
Okay.
It is a marketplace lending platform owned by credit unions, servicing credit unions, creating credit union loans.
Nice, nice. And so what is different? I mean, give us the backstory here. What is different about it? What's unique about it? And what is it, basically?
Yeah, so It is the platform that is being used in the marketplace today. When you look at LendingClub or Prosper or OnDeck, any of those guys that you see so much investment in and so much utilization. And if looking at the market today, there's a great study that just came out a few weeks ago based on Experian data that showed that the prime consumer lending, the A, B, and C loans,
right,
more have been done on the marketplace lending platform in the first quarter of this year, almost $10 billion worth, than credit unions did at about $8
billion. Oh, wow.
So the switch is happening.
Okay.
And the reason is pretty clear, particularly for anybody of a digitized generation using iPads and iPhones, using smart devices. It is that it is a cleaner and easier platform. And so about 6 months ago, John Best and I, know John well.
Oh, yeah, very well.
One of the great innovators in our business, you know, one wonderful friend of both of ours. John and I started talking about it. We started looking at the data, and we had both been investors in LendingClub and Prosper, so we understood what the returns were. And we had, and I had taken out a loan and gone through the process, and so the service experience was extraordinary for me. So much better than the experience that we had led at Bethpage. And I think you're aware that I was CEO of Bethpage, 15 years, $6 billion credit union, so pretty substantial in our space. And yet that service experience of taking it from a completely digitized approach from the market, from the beginning part of the market analysis, doing research on the internet, finding information, all the way through applying and the risk engine, servicing, and the posting of the loan, was this better experience. And so how do you now bring that to the credit union space? John and I started working on that 6 months ago, put a team of people together to start thinking about it. And that's how we've come up to where we are today.
Cool. And no, so let's get to the bottom line here. What does it mean for credit unions to kind of implement something like this?
So we think that a credit union owned solution, credit union branded, unlike LendingClub or Prosper, which are promoting their own brand and then are creating loans to really go to investors for yield. We think we can create the same platform in consumer loans first, and then in auto loans and home equities and mortgages and small business up the product line.
Gotcha.
That will be branded for the credit unions. So the credit unions around this country will have their name on it, not LendingClub or Prosper. And those loans will flow to their balance sheet, not off to an investor.
Oh, wow.
So that branded position and that asset position will create an extraordinarily strong performance, because if that, if we're right, and that service utilization, and a really important piece is that the risk engines are so valuable and important. So they're able to analyze a particular borrower's credit risk so much better using big data these days. So you use those tools, and we create loans that perform better. And the secret is credit unions' low cost of capital, because we don't pay taxes and we don't have the cost of outside stockholders. And we have the advantages of being a depository institution. We can win the market. We're probably 100 to 150 basis points lower than those investors are requiring.
Wow.
So if you put all of those pieces together,
we
think we have something magical here.
Well, what's our timeline here? Or is it too early in the game to like talk about credit unions interested in it? Or is what's our timeline here?
So we are on a fast-paced timeline. We will have webinars that we will announce during May. And if you go to our website, let me get you the name of that website so it's clear. And I'm reaching across here. Sorry.
That's okay.
We have the creditunionlendingexperience.com. So that's quite a name.
That's okay.
creditunionlendingexperience.com. And if that, on that website, we'll be posting the webinars. And we'll have those in the last couple weeks of May. That will be the introduction. We've talked to about 20 credit unions around the country, sizable credit unions, about it, and they are already interested in the model. And so we are moving towards getting their investment in it now.
Mm-hmm.
We would hope to have two credit unions in pilot by October.
Wow.
So we think it's really important to do this fast.
Yeah.
And the reason why there's no secret to it. There is there are marketplace lending platforms. There's a couple hundred of them in development right now in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
The Lending Club and Prospers, obviously, companies like Marlette, that is the Best Egg, and all of those platforms will allow us to take the skills and experience that they have, use it in a credit union space as a white labeled approach.
Right.
And be able to use their risk analytics and do it, because they think our market is wonderful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have to reinvent the platform to do it.
Oh,
and so that's what allows us to get there quickly.
Yeah, that's, yes. Well, we like you said, we're living in the digital age, so you got to do things a little bit quicker these days, you know?
That's right. So. That's right. And, you know, if you take that volume that we talked about in the first quarter, and you look at the investment that financial institutions and fintech companies have made in 2015, some $15 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that has been in marketplace lending and in data analytics and other places. And you look at what big banks have done. The big banks have improved their branded position in the marketplace by investing in technology, mostly mobile, mostly data analytics. If we don't match that, we're going to lose market share.
No doubt.
And so it's really important that we move fast.
Right, right. And so what are the benefits? Are there like a couple of benefits directly for credit unions right now? I mean, obviously, you're moving with the curve, or you're a little bit ahead of the curve. And so that's definitely a plus. And then, and that will thus attract new members, I'm assuming. So, I mean.
Right. I think it's really three pieces.
Okay.
One is a little bit of a defensive strategy. We've looked at two large credit unions, one over $2 billion and the other over $6 billion. The over $6 billion already has $14 million in loans out to Lending Club and Prosper. And the one over $2 billion already has $4 million.
Goodness.
So there's income flowing out.
Okay, gotcha.
People are using these services. So some of it's defensive to protect our consumer lending portfolios that have been near and dear to us.
Yep.
The next point, though, is really to build a brand in this place, in this space, so that we can compete effectively. And I think win market share because we'll have a lower cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can build business, and particularly build business in millennials.
Okay.
And so I think all three of those are the drivers.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that much money going out to like Lending Club and those folks. I'm like, whoa, that's a bit of a surprise to me.
Well, you look at what they did last year, there was almost $14 billion in loans on those two platforms alone.
Goodness.
That was created. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's a $800 billion marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So $14 billion may seem small, but it is growing at 700% over the last 3 years.
Is that all?
Yeah, is that all? So, you know, so when you look at those kind of numbers, and again, you know, I would encourage anybody, even if they just do it for a very short-term basis, or if they know somebody that's done it, if you go out there and use the platform, you'll be amazed by how that digitized service experience affects you, because it creates the situation where everything is within your control. What the information that you're giving, how you respond to the correspondence and the communication back and forth, that's all digitized and scanning or pictures. It is, everything is automated through ACH or automated loan payments.
Awesome.
And so it really is phenomenal. And so if we can bring that to the credit union space at our trusted position and transparency and our price, should be a winner.
I think so. You've definitely piqued my interest, definitely. So I look forward to seeing where this goes. This is fantastic stuff, Kirk. To wrap up here, again, where can folks go find out more about it so they can get interested and get this ball rolling?
Two things, right? So you can always email me, Kirk Kordeleski, KirkKordeleski, @me.com.
Okay.
Or go to the website,
The
creditunionlendingexperience.com.
Awesome. Excellent.